You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe, Texter was kind enough to point out that we lost, I don't know, maybe our two best players in this town in like a week.
Two of the best, yeah. No, yeah. You're right.
Add Barkov into that.
Barkov, too. God, yeah, man. It's
those
been
damn ACLs.
We got, Tyler Herro's out for a few months with ankle surgery as well. Yeah, it. So I wanted to bring up something here. I just saw the, you were showing me the Tyreek Hill tackle. I didn't think it was dirty. I didn't think any part
I'm
of
with
it
you. I the only thing I would say is that it appeared he was heading out of bounds.
Look, we tackled their quarterback run down the side. They didn't call it. Like, he's 3 yards out and he got tackled. Mm-hmm. And I get it. He's continuation. They didn't call it. I just didn't think it was.
I don't know that it was necessarily dirty.
He tackled him down low.
Yeah.
But you said it was dirty. And then the other guy said it was dirty, some guy that...
Well, I just, again, I think that he was clearly heading out of bounds. I don't know how necessary it was. I don't know that I would say it was dirty, but...
I just think once you start and you're over there, I just think guy's going to finish.
All right, well, let's follow that up with the Tua one. I showed you the slow-mo of the Tua play.
And so it's an interesting one because it was a late slide.
Maui Noah appears to miss him completely, by the way. I think the other guy got him with like a fist or
something.
With
a hand on the head.
Yeah.
There... Anything to do with hitting a quarterback in the head, you're going to get in the slide. They're going to call it every time.
The it's problem, not just though, the is thing. With that play, though, Joe, is first of all, he's close to the first down marker, right? So half of the quarterbacks in the league will go for the first down because they'll try to run someone over. You can't, like, the guy, Maui Noah, was basically midair by the time Tua started his slide.
Well, he has two guys coming at him. He's not going to get a first down. And if he does try, he's going to get the, you know what, knocked out of him by the two guys.
Oh, I'm with you.
So he slid, and it was going to be, what, about 3-4 yards short of the first
down? Yeah,
something
like that, yep.
And he slides. He did the right thing, and he slides and goes down. And they caught him. The one guy did miss him completely. The other guy, he did touch him with his hand on the helmet. They're probably, Woody, I'm guessing, are going to call that a lot. It's not just a
well, it looked
thing.
Awful and – real motion.
Yeah, it did.
Like, it looked really bad. I mean, yes, the slow-mo is one thing, but it looked pretty horrific.
But the league, man, when they have those meetings and they go, all right, guys, I just got to tell you, man, and for good reason, guys, we're going to protect the quarterback. There's things that you guys aren't going to be happy about. Anything around their head, anything too low, we're going to call it.
Maybe that's why he was smiling afterwards, because they actually seemed to miss him. And he got the flag.
Yeah.
But, no, nevertheless, probably, he's got, what did they say? He's eating different. Someone said he's eating maybe salmon. Good for your brain.
I'm not going to. I'm trying really hard not to.
No.
For a guy that's had a concussion problem and is saying that it's, that's done now. My new diet.
Okay. Salmon. You like salmon, right?
I love salmon.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's healthy, fills you up. And apparently it helps your brain.
Come on, man. That's the first time we've heard that.
No, no, that's not true. I think it is. I think fish is good for the brain. You know why people take those like fish oil supplements?
You don't know. He said he's eating better though. That's helped him, right?
Yes, I heard that.
That's all. You threw in the salmon. You've decided.
I did not throw in the salmon. Someone helped us out with that one. I'm not that creative.
I thought you were trying to add your 2 cents in there.
No, no, I don't want to rile you up any more than you already are.
The good news, I'm good. Dolphins get a win. They got Carolina coming up in a few days. I have no idea what Tua's going to say next, though, when he gets in a press conference. But I want him to play the way he did last night. 17 to 25, 177 yards, 2 touchdowns. Played a clean game.
Yeah, whatever he says, it sounds better coming off a win. Right? If he says something crazy this week, it'll at least sound better.
I will tell you, man, the guy that really, in the middle of all this, is a guy called the plays last night who also happens to be the head coach. Mike McDaniel had a really good night. You want to talk about guys that, you know, got Darren Waller involved in the right plays in the red zone, freed him up completely open on the second one, backside tight end coming across the field. The other one, back of the end zone, the big, tall target, something Mike doesn't have a lot of with the receivers. Guy 6'6", long arms, goes up and catches it in the back of the end zone. The play calling, running the football, running it more than you threw it last night, and then getting two outside the pocket to help. I thought all that stuff really made up for a great game plan that he put together with a lot of people getting involved. And the offensive line, you kind of go, all right, hey, you know, the offensive line, we didn't talk about them much last night. They were okay. You're right. They were. And a lot of it was helped by Mike's play calling, establishing a running game, allowing that play action and that bootleg action to really make a difference off the fakes to the running backs. And get outside the pocket. And in a lot of cases, really like plenty of time outside the pocket to wait for receivers to come across the field or find somebody he likes sitting down in a certain area in a zone. Mike McDaniel called one of his best games for everything that was going on last night. I just thought it was really good. Got Tyreek involved a lot early on, catching the ball. And again, a lot of shorter stuff. But a real good game plan overall with everything. His new weapon at tight end, as well as getting a run game, the most yards we've had running the football this year by far. Still getting A-Chan involved. And we'll see what it looks like going forward now.
The numbers are really ugly. You look at Carolina. I mean, they're giving up 24 a game. They just got waxed by New England. This should be a game you could go in there and –
you should
get another one in the win column.
You, your mindset is to go there.
They just lost 42-13.
Yeah, they got.
That's ugly, and they have losses to the Jags and Cardinals, who are not particularly good. That Falcons thing, I don't know what happened there.
Would they beat them 30-0?
30-0. Yeah, that seems like a fluke of sorts.
Yeah, but they are there for the look. This is a part of the schedule we talked about before it started. Before the season started, we looked and said, these are teams that we need to take care of. And we let a couple slip away. So now you got a lot of games left, but you just got to take them one at a time, not look ahead and not worry about the Chargers and Justin Herbert and how good he is. And
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When next week, we'll have plenty of time to talk about them. They had their own problems against the Giants and a rookie quarterback.
ESPN power rankings just came out, Joe. Carolina's at 28, Dolphins at 29. Jets 30, Saints 31, Tennessee 32.
They still didn't want to move us up too much off of what they saw.
Well, you'll move up to 28 if you beat the Panthers.
One at a time. Move up those power rankings. One at a time,
like
Woody.
Like climbing the AP poll here. Then you got the Browns at 26, so you have a shot there. Bengals at 24. You think the Bengals are that good? I don't know.
No,
They're a mess.
Did they put with or without Joe Burrow?
Houston at 1-3 is 22. They got the Patriots at 21.
Well, the Pats, what are you going to say? The Pats are 2-2. Had to turn over five times.
Who do you think number one would be?
Bills.
Eagles. Bills are two. Lions, Rams, Chargers, Bucks, and then Chiefs at seven.
It seems to me that the better teams right now in the NFC, which outside of the
yes,
Bills.
Yes, Packers, Seahawks, Colts round out the top 10, by the way. But, yeah, I mean, you got the Bucks in there. You got the Rams in there.
I will tell you, the Colts just gave,
Detroit.
Colts got to be sick to their stomach.
Yeah.
One wide receiver made two huge mistakes and about 120 yards, 130 yards of offense in two plays.
It's tough to win in that league, man, especially going on the road, playing a good team like that.
You just can't have
no,
you can't have the dumb plays, you know, showing off, getting ready to put the ball, lift it in the air, falls out of your arm, goes out of the back of the end zone. Second one, I don't know if you had a chance to see it. What, he just mugged a guy?
Yeah.
Easiest call.
Yeah, I look. That,
Leon could have made that call. Leon would have put an outfit on him. He would have made that call.
I had a tough night with him last night, having to explain that thing.
He
didn't understand what initially happened to Tyreek, but then he saw him in a wheelchair and he was very concerned. So I told him he sprained his ankle.
Why wouldn't you just tell him that he hurt his?
What am I tell him? Oh, he dislocated his kneecap. He's going to be out for a year and change. We got to sugarcoat stuff, man. We sugarcoat around my place.
Why don't you just tell me he hurt his knee? Hurt his knee. A lot of guys in football land hurt their knees. He'll be okay. You don't have to tell him what's going to happen down the road. He'll forget about it. He'll be thinking about something else. Hey, right now, I want to take a second here. You, by the way, you and I are in different worlds. It's incredible we work together. We are in different worlds on stuff coming out of your mouth today. It's unbelievable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.